Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and today we're diving deep into the hormone that controls everything, cortisol, with none other than Justin High, founder of Rebalance Health and co-founder of Elastin Skincare. Justin explains why cortisol is the master hormone, how it affects your sleep, stress levels, metabolism, and even your ability to build muscle or balance other hormones. We talk about debunking popular myths like cortisol face, how hormone health is connected to your skin and hair, and why sleep is the ultimate biohack. He also shares the science behind his lozenge-based supplement line, the clinical studies they've run, and how it's helping people optimize their hormones naturally without jumping straight into medication or HRT. If you've been struggling with stress, poor sleep, weight gain, anxiety, or hormonal imbalance, this episode is for you. So now let's dive in to this amazing episode with Justin. So welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I'm so excited because we are here with Justin Hay, and you are the founder of Rebalance Health, which is basically a supplement company helping with cortisol levels and other health issues. And you are also the founder, co-founder of Elastin Skincare, which I'm sure a lot of people know about the skincare. I've used it as well. But we're going to talk all things hormones and health and sleep and menopause and stuff. So I'm super excited. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day. And if you can give a little intro and your inspiration behind this company.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate you and your time. Yeah, Rebalance was born out of a curiosity, spurred out of some suggestions from some experts and other companies to look into skincare supplements. We decided to look into endocrinology through our research, and we just got really enamored with cortisol, primarily because every molecule in the human body pretty much has a cortisol receptor, and no other hormone in the body acts in the same way that cortisol does. And we just started going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, cortisol is a huge topic that I think is not talked about much. A lot of people have questions with hormones. It's a very confusing topic in the health space, especially, you know, I get a lot of questions with menopause, and there's the testosterone, there's cortisol, and there's even like the cortisol face where they say when you have high levels of cortisol, you have like that lower face.
Yeah, cortisol phase has been a topic for a few months now. And there's no such thing as cortisol phase. It's absolutely nonsense. Yes.
I was going to ask you if your supplements take away the cortisol phase.
Basically, cortisol phase has been suggested to be an outcome because of puffiness in the morning when you wake up.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with cortisol.
Okay, well, the myth has been debunked.
It's a great example of social media and influencers making something up, a term that's trying to describe something that they're experiencing, but it isn't actually related to cortisol. So I understand what was generated from it, but no, it's if your cortisol is high, you don't all of a sudden get a puffy face.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So it's just inflammation.
Exactly. It's too much sodium. It's not cortisol.
Yeah. So can you kind of give a little explanation of what cortisol is for everyone who's listening? Kind of give a little background of hormones.
Yeah, it's really interesting because if you just take away all the science and you just talk about what cortisol is, okay? Cortisol is your body's alarm system. It's your body's natural alert mechanism. And if you would go back, you know, thousands of years, it was to alert us when there was a saber-toothed tiger going to attack us, or, you know, there's a fire. It's our body's natural alarm system says, wake up. Focus, there's a danger here. You need to take action. The adrenaline kicks in, and the adrenaline is the kind of the action piece, right? So the alarm has gone off. Now I have to get into action. Adrenaline kicks in and you become superhuman, right? You've heard all the stories. And so that's really the primary function, and it has many wonderful benefits to the body. But that's what people kind of know it as, the stress hormone, the urgency hormone, right? And so your cortisol elevates and rises throughout the day based on inputs that you get in from the environment. You don't actually control your cortisol. That's kind of the crazy thing about it. If your body is in an alert state, fight or flight, or at a high stress state, your cortisol levels increase. And that's because something has happened in the exterior world outside of your body to make your body enter that state. If you have kids and they call you and they're at school, instantly your anxiety pops up a little bit. Your cortisol raises because you don't know what's going on. You don't expect that call. It's not something that is typical. So that's the alarm going off. Someone pulls out in front of you and you're driving. Cortisol goes off, an alarm, right? That's what happens. When cortisol is elevated and the alarm goes off, your body is super intelligent. You don't need digestion, right? Because you need to store all the food and energy you can because you don't know when the next time you're going to eat. Your body automatically puts that into reserve, right? You don't need libido. You're in an alert state. Why would you need libido, right? The body is being very smart, turning different functions on and off according to the situation you're in. Now, what's happened with cortisol is pretty straightforward. If your alarm has gone off, the last thing you are supposed to do is go to sleep, right?
Yeah.
The last thing you could be, you're in a stress situation. So what cortisol does is it prevents you from going to sleep. It prevents you from staying asleep. And so when we have all the stimulation coming at us, primarily through technology, cell phones, social media, the news, entertainment, all this content that's available to us, it constantly keeps elevating our cortisol levels because the content can be good, bad, or indifferent. Either way, it's content. And it's constantly triggering us in one way or another. Typically, it's high levels of cortisol. Now, you add into that the stresses of living in life, exercising. Yes, exercising increases cortisol. It's a stress response. You then look at financial obligations, family obligations, political, environmental issues that are coming up through content all the time. It raises our cortisol level. So ultimately, we are having a tough time falling asleep and staying asleep because of all this stimulation, all this outside information coming towards us. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you would kind of, you would say cortisol is almost can be a, you know, a major or a minor stress. Basically, it's kind of.
Cortisol is the outcome from having stress. Yeah. Cortisol
sometimes
is the outcome.
It's good and sometimes stress is bad.
I want to take a quick moment to share something that's truly been a game changer for me, TMW Longevity Supplement. Not only is a supplement packed with cutting-edge, premium ingredients like hyaluronic acid for skin and joint health, lion's mane and chaga mushrooms for cognitive support, and nicotinamide and vitamin C for energy and cellular function, it also tastes amazing. I actually look forward to taking it every day. Since I started using it, I've noticed a real glow to my skin, and I feel more energized and vibrant. And what's even more impressive, the founder of TMW Longevity improved several biomarkers without changing anything else in his lifestyle, just by taking this supplement. That speaks volumes about the quality and effectiveness of what's inside. This isn't your average supplement. The founder was committed to creating a product that's not only packed with the highest quality ingredients, but also ensures maximum absorption through real liposomes. It's not just about what's in the bottle, it's about making sure your body actually absorbs the benefits from every ingredient, no money wasted. If you want to boost your energy, support your healthy aging, and feel amazing, this is the one to try. You can find them at all Erewhon locations, visit their website at tmwlongevity.com, or check out their Instagram at tmw.longevity. And as a special thank you to my listeners, you can use my code BHB for an exclusive discount. Just head over to the link in the show notes and enter BHB at checkout to claim your savings. Take the step toward better health and see the difference for yourself. So now let's get back into this episode.
Well, whatever happens in stress, whether it's good stress from exercise, that increases your cortisol. Right? That's why you shouldn't work out before bed. You shouldn't work out at nighttime within an hour or two going to bed because it naturally raises your cortisol.
I found interesting is cortisol is what makes you wake up after sleeping.
Correct. There's a natural release of cortisol in the morning.
Yeah.
Which helps you get out of bed and energized and ready to go. So There's levels of cortisol that are good. And then when you break that barrier, you're into excess cortisol. And now you're in high cortisol. That's the alert stage, right? So there's low cortisol, there's too much cortisol, and in between. And so the body needs to hit in between and kind of come down in the afternoon and go down as low as possible before bed. But it's doing this all day long because of external factors. But if you can do it within the normal ranges, that's ideal. The alert stage shouldn't happen that often. You should have exercising increases cortisol, but it still stays in the normal ranges. It's not fight or flight, right? That fight or flight, that response that you get from having excess way too much cortisol is where the general population lives for the majority of the day.
Yeah. And are there foods that affect, like I know coffee affects the cortisol, right? Like that increases cortisol from, haven't looked into studies, but this is what you hear. This
you
is
know,
where caffeine.
It depends on what level again, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you get that instant like jittery feeling, I couldn't tell if, I couldn't speak to whether that is high cortisol or not. I haven't read those studies, but to me, the fight or flight response, the dangerous levels of cortisol that are sustained for long periods of time, it's what you want to avoid. You don't want to be, you can have high cortisol, but still be in the normal range. You don't want to be in fight or flight all the time. That is not healthy. And that's where we are staying the majority.
I know. I think a lot of people are dealing with anxiety, panic disorder, and they're always staying in that fight or flight mode. And it's a huge issue. I think a lot of people are on pharmaceuticals for anxiety medication.
No question.
You know, it's just, I don't know if it's all these stimulants, and then it's hard to get out of that, right? So especially if you have like panic disorder and you're trying to get out of that. Have you seen anything with supplements and your supplements or herbs that can really help people maybe, you know, get off medication or reduce medication or help them, you know?
Well, I can't speak to what supplements can take people off of medication, right? Because the supplements are not curing any disorders. They're supporting people. So what I can say is that we have definitely seen that when people take the Rebalance Health supplements that focus on supporting cortisol, that the testimonials and the feedback we get is, I feel much calmer, more even, more level-headed. Mental clarity has improved. My energy levels have improved. And probably the number one feedback we get is, wow, I've never slept so well in my life. And this is really the key component.
Yeah. It's a whole cycle, right? So that's why if you're not getting good sleep, then that affects just like, if you're in that bad cycle, it just is like a whole circle and it's hard to get out of. So
it's very, very straightforward. You make your hormones in your sleep.
Yeah.
Specifically, you make your sex hormones in your deep sleep.
Yeah.
And in a 7 to 8 hour sleep period of uninterrupted sleep, meaning you didn't wake up at all, you only get roughly 60 to 90 minutes of deep sleep.
Yeah.
So if you get less than 7 to 8 hours of sleep, you get less deep sleep, and therefore you don't make as much of the hormones you need to function for the next day. I mean, it makes sense, right? If you're up all night, whether you're working or having a good time, and you only get 3 or 4 hours of sleep, you're a zombie the next day.
I know.
You did not make the estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, HGH that you need to function the next day. And so instead of really being maniacal for sleep, which we all should be, we are trying to take a supplement or a drug or a biohack technique to make up for the lack of sleep that we got. And the bottom line is, the number one biohacking that you can do is get 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Nothing, and I mean nothing, can compensate for that.
I know. Even your hunger hormones, you know, they get regulated when you're sleeping. So it's so important. It's like your recovery time, your detox time, it regulates the hormones. So it's like for me too, I would always sometimes, like a lot of people will say, you know, they get up earlier to work out. But really, the best thing you can do is get that full 7 to 8 hours of sleep and then work out.
It depends what time you go to bed. Yeah, if you go to bed at 9 o'clock in the evening, you can get up at 5 a.m. without any issues, right? But if you go to bed at midnight, getting up at 5 a.m., it's probably not the best decision. Even though exercise is fabulous, sleep is probably more important.
So if you are struggling to stay focused, get more done, and have steady energy all day, I might have the answer. most supplements don't actually support long-term performance. They're packed with fillers, synthetics, and isolated ingredients that just don't work together. However, a new supplement I have been taking for months now has made all the difference, and that is Cellementals Complete. The founder has been in the supplement industry for nearly 40 years, creating formulas designed to fuel your body with real bioactive nutrients that work synergistically for lasting impact. No shortcuts, no crashes, just true cellular support. It's packed with whole food ingredients like sea cucumber, rich in vitamins, minerals, and bioactive compounds for immune and joint support. Lingonberry and black currant provide antioxidants for brain health, while sea buckthorn offers omega fatty acids for skin, gut, and vitality. Plus, bovine heart and liver deliver B vitamins, CoQ10, and essential minerals to boost endurance and energy. Instead of just giving you a quick boost, Cellementals helps reduce the demand on your cells so you can stay productive, feel good, and keep going without burning out. If you want to try out this amazing whole food supplement that truly gives your body the nutrients it craves, just go to cellementals.com, that's cellementals.com, and use my special discount code BHB for an extra 10% off so you can experience a difference in your overall health, focus, and energy. Again, that's cellementals.com, code BHB at checkout.
I know. I do think that because your body's not going to be able to recover, build muscle, control, you know, your appetite. So all those things come into play when you're sleeping. It is so important. And it's like the hardest thing to do is really get that 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Because when you start tracking your sleep, like I think I always thought I was getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep. But then when I have the Oura Ring now, I am like, I don't think I was ever getting 7 to 8 hours. I was trying to cheat.
You know? The wonderful thing is that we have the technology to track our sleep now.
Yeah. And
for me, while 7 to 8 hours is the baseline, you really want to pay attention to your deep sleep. You want to get that 60 to 90 minutes minimum of deep sleep, because that is where the recovery, the regeneration happens. Now, there's other wonderful things that happen in the light sleep cycle and the REM sleep cycle. For example, synapsis pruning happens in your sleep, which is where the brain kind of gets rid of the minutiae, the in-between words in what happened in your memory, and it keeps the major items, right? So it doesn't keep every single second of every single day in your memory banks, and it starts to prune some of those memories that it doesn't need. And so it does a lot of wonderful regeneration. The HGH, the recovery hormone that I like to call it. Like when we were in our 20s, you could do anything, any physical exercise you liked, and you could do it the next day, the next day, the next day. You would recover so quickly. And as you get older, you can't do that anymore. And that's primarily because you're aging and you're not making as much HGH or testosterone or estrogen or progesterone that you were making earlier in your life. And so it takes longer to recover, it takes longer to regenerate. And if you compromise your sleep and your deep sleep, you're compromising what little hormones you can make because you're opting for that event, that, you know, content, that movie, that party that is shortening your sleep cycle. So really the biggest thing that anyone can do is just be maniacal for their sleep.
So what is in your sleep supplement?
So Rebalance Health is formulated by doctors, by OBGYNs, Chinese medicine doctors, experts like that. And what we did is we found the best ingredients around the world, from Ayurvedic to Chinese to Western medicines, the best ingredients, all natural, herbs, roots, things like that. We've got 21 ingredients in our lozenges. And you take one or two lozenges in the morning, you feel great. One or two in the afternoon, feel even better. And take one at bedtime and you just have the best night's sleep ever. So what's in it are ashwagandha, maca, cordyceps mushrooms, reishi mushrooms, bacopa, oat straw, L-theanine, etc. Lots of wonderful ingredients that really have been proven for centuries to be efficacious in the body. And instead of being a pill or a tablet or a gummy, we decided to opt for a lozenge. So a simple little lozenge, you put it in your mouth and you suck on it like a mint. It tastes like a mint, and you can't overdose. And anytime you feel a little bit of stress or anxiety or, you know, concern coming over you, pop one in, suck on it. It'll dissolve in 5 or 6 minutes, and it should support your natural cortisol rhythms. But it's important that you understand that cortisol is a hormone that's 24/7, right? So you can't take a supplement in the morning and be done with it, or a supplement in the evening and be done with it. Why? Because you have a metabolism and the body utilizes whatever you put in it every 4 to 6 hours. Just like pain medication, antibiotics, flu, cold medication, it's the same thing. And because cortisol is stimulated basically by outside factors, you have no control. So you may be really calm in the morning, and in the afternoon, everything gets crazy in your world. Evening, it gets even crazier. And so cortisol is at a high when it should be as low as possible in order to allow you to get to sleep and fall asleep and stay asleep.
So how is your sleep then? Is it perfect?
My sleep is pretty close. I get between 95 and 98% of my sleep goals on my Oura Ring. I get on average.
Whoa, you're at 95 on Oura? Wow, that's very impressive.
I've seen 100% once, but typically between 90 and 95% is where I land. And my deep sleep is typically around 80 to 120 minutes.
That's very impressive. Yeah, because I mean, on good days for sure it's at 91 or 93, but those are rare.
Yeah, it's really about prioritizing what I call sleep hygiene, and the industry calls it sleep hygiene. And that means be mindful 2 to 3 to 4 hours before going to bed.
Yeah,
right? You don't want to watch a horror movie, right, and have a big meal and a glass of wine. That's absolutely working against you. And the older we get, the harder it is, because we need more rest, more support, more regeneration. And things like a simple glass of wine before bed, you think is harmless. It says it puts me in a relaxed state. Well, all alcohol is actually a stimulant, not a sedative. It all turns to sugar within a few hours. And so you have that glass of wine, you fall asleep, guarantee you wake up 2 to 3 hours later.
Yeah. I mean, what I know, like Brian Johnson, he stops eating at 11. He doesn't drink to get his scores. So that was a big factor too, not eating. He stopped, I think he tried different times, but to have the best sleep. But he uses Whoop, and I've heard that Oura is more difficult, like for your score to be on the higher end. That's why I'm very impressed, because Whoop is a little bit easier, I think, on sleep scores. So he says he has a perfect score, but you know, he had to stop eating at 11 a.m. to really get that perfect score.
Yeah. So I am one of those people that go to bed between 8:45 and 9.
Okay.
I wake up every day at 4:30, and I am at the gym at 5 o'clock.
Love
and
it.
I've done that for years because of my kids' schedule, wanting to be a good dad and be around in the afternoons and the evenings to help them and help my wife. But I have learned to stop eating around 6 o'clock, and I stop drinking water about 4 o'clock. And I do that so that, you know, I'm 50 years old. I don't want to wake up at 11 o'clock and use the bathroom, because that disrupts my sleep.
Do you use Elastin skincare every day?
Yeah, I probably have the most Trihex technology in my body than anyone else on the planet, because I started before we even launched, and I use it maniacally every day.
Really? Okay. This isn't I just want to know, what are your favorite products just for skincare?
It's definitely the Elastin line, without question. Every single product is incredible.
Do you have like a whole morning night routine?
Absolutely. Who doesn't?
Your skin looks amazing. So I just had to ask. I know this is about hormones and rebalanced health.
But skin and hair health come from hormones as well.
Yeah.
So we have done a lot of clinical studies on our product, which is very unusual for a supplement company, right? We didn't just say, hey, our ingredients have more studies written about them. That's nonsense. I'm not worried about the ingredients, though we use nothing but the best quality. We actually tested the final product in an IRB studies. We've done open label, we've done single placebo and double blind placebo studies. And particularly women going through perimenopause saw a 33% improvement in their hair, skin, and nails by regulating their sleep, which improved their natural ability for their body to create the hormones that they could through this phase of their life.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean, you also have amazing hair. So I'm like, okay, I'm assuming, you know, balancing your hormones is extremely important for skin and hair health as well. So have you also, I don't know what your maybe pre, like when you got into health and when you started to discover about hormones, Did you have any, I mean, have you always been healthy? Have you always had beautiful skin and hair? Or were these things that once you started implementing these herbs and supplements that you saw a change?
Well, yeah, I've always, I mean, I spent 20 years of my life in Southern California, so I've been very cautious about sun, and watching what I eat has been something that is in my DNA. It's something I've always done. I've been an athlete and watch what I eat and so forth. But essentially, I wasn't as involved with hormones as I have been in the past 5 years. What happened was Nestle asked us to look at the supplement industry, specifically for skincare, on the heels of our success at Elastin, and pivoted towards endocrinology, as I said, because primarily everyone was using HRT. It was all over social media. COVID was just beginning. And all of a sudden, everyone had perfect physiques, perfect bodies, perfect hair. Everything was perfect. And then it came out that a lot of people were on testosterone, or a lot of people were on, other types of peptides. And then the government basically reclassified peptides as biologics, and those peptides became unavailable. And HRT just boomed through COVID, just went crazy. And it intrigued me. And what intrigued me the most was cortisol, because of the way that cortisol, in my mind, was the master hormone. If cortisol is high, you can't sleep. It prevents you from making testosterone, estrogen, progesterone whilst you're sleeping. If cortisol is low, you get that sleep, and your body is able to naturally produce those hormones as a cause and effect that plays here. So, to me, just going straight to HRT because you want more testosterone when you have a bad diet and you don't sleep very well is doing an injustice to your body.
I always ask men about their testosterone. Anyone listening, HRT, hormone replacement therapy, anyone who's wondering
Absolutely.
what HRT is. But testosterone is huge for men. The decline in testosterone levels is kind of scary. And they've even lowered the range to make men feel better. Because I think it used to be like 500 to 1,000 or something. Now it's 300 to 700 or something because it's so low. And sleep is a huge, huge factor. I remember going to some IV clinic and one guy, he was in his like 25, said his was like 300, but he also was working for, what was it, like with the ambulance. So a lot of those men weren't getting sleep and they all had low testosterone.
Well, I hate to suggest otherwise, but there is no standard testosterone level for men. I would like to debunk that as well.
Really?
Male testosterone is unique to each man. I know men that are suffering at 900 testosterone levels, and men that are thriving at 400 testosterone levels. It is as unique to each human as their thumbprint. And I can give you an example. There is not a single test on the planet that a doctor could administer to tell me or anyone else what my perfect hormone levels should be. What
Interesting.
they can do is do a hormone blood panel test and tell me where I am today. Then they can ask me all types of subjective questions. How are you feeling? How's your libido? How's your body weight? How's your muscle mass? How are you sleeping? And based on that, they'll make their educated medical diagnosis and say, well, let's try you on, luteinizing hormone, testosterone, whatever it might be. And let's see if we can increase your scores a little and see how you feel. And in 90 days, come back and test again. And then the doctor will come back and ask me the same questions. And then, based on the delta, will ask me, well, would you like to stay the same? Would you like to change? What would you like to do? So it's one experiment, one human at a time. And that any doctor that says the standard for men is 600, I would walk out of their clinic right away, because they're trying to put you in a box. There is no box for you. You are unique, and everyone's levels will depend on how they feel and how they show up in the world, not based on a clinical chart. And that is the same for women. Testosterone is equally as important in women as it is in men, for the same exact reasons: libido, muscle mass, mood, and so forth. And so that's the problem with the HRT world right now, is that it is a non-reimbursable, it is a cash-based business for physicians, and it's being administered like it's Botox. When doctors are simply testing, well, we'll just test your testosterone. You can't. Hormones are like a birthday cake. You have X amount of flour, water, and sugar. And if you get the ratios wrong, cake doesn't come out. It's the same with the hormones. Your ratios of ingredients between all your hormones are unique to you and very different to me or anyone else on the planet. And so it's very important that people take back their power. And that starts, for me, with a good night's sleep. Because if you can get into a good regimen, eat healthy, drink water, exercise, and get some good sleep, you'll have a more appropriate baseline as to where you are. And if you still don't feel great, perfect. Then go to the doctor and say, I'd like a full hormone panel, and I'd like to have a look at how I could potentially improve how I show up in the world for me. And it's unique to that person. But anyone that just says, yeah, I went straight onto TRT, testosterone replacement therapy. I went straight up to 1200 or 900. That's awesome. Well, guess what? If you have too much testosterone, you start losing your hair. Mm. You can actually get ED. You can actually get erectile dysfunction. There are side effects from having too much. And yeah. Of course, if I'm in a high stress environment and I go for TRT and it's here and my stress drops, now my natural testosterone is going to kick in and I'm up here. Yeah. And so there are real medical ramifications for jumping into hormone replacement therapy and believing doctors that really are trying to make a living and may not truly understand it. So my recommendation is always go to an endocrinologist. Do not go to a GP for hormone replacement therapy. Go to a specialist.
Yeah. So with you also have a testosterone supplement. So what are the key ingredients, and have you done studies too to increase testosterone based on the supplement?
So it's a great question. And we're actually in the process of evaluating whether we keep that product or rebrand it, because there's no testosterone in the product whatsoever. Yeah. It is a cortisol product. And okay. The challenge that we are suffering with Rebalance is we are supporting the body throughout the day and the night with ingredients that have been known to support balancing out cortisol, because the net result for us is we want you to get sleep. We are technically a cortisol/sleep company. The ingredients are all relatively the same. There's about a 80% consistency amongst all the products.
Okay.
But we try to position them in a way that we can reach the audience. Because you don't say, I'm having hot flashes, let me look at the cortisol section. You don't say, I can't sleep, let's look at your cortisol products. You don't say those things. We've been trained to be symptom-based.
Mm-hmm.
So as a consumer, we would say, I've got a headache. Where's your headache pill section? I have the flu. Where's your flu products section? And so forth. And so we tried to name products after the symptom that someone would be experiencing, hence hot flashes, anxiety, and testosterone. Mm-hmm. But as we're evolving the brand, we believe that that might be ineffective and misleading. And so we are looking at rebranding the names to fall more in line with what a consumer would relate to. And I don't think testosterone hits the mark, to be quite honest.
Yeah. I mean, it's all connected, right? So it does make sense. The cortisol, the sleep, everything. I mean, but you're also big. You have the menopause supplement as well. And that's a big issue for women. I definitely want to talk about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've gone down the rabbit hole with menopause and hot flashes.
Oh, absolutely. We actually have two studies, that have, one that's been published, one that's almost finished. We've been presented at the North American Menopause Society.
Wow.
And we've actually been published by the Menopause Society because the clinical data was so compelling. And by compelling, I mean 100% efficacy, meaning every woman in the study over 100 saw benefits from the product.
Wow.
There were no side effects. And the average woman experienced a reduction in hot flashes and other menopausal symptoms of around 80%.
Wow.
And that was primarily because we were able to reduce the stress, anxiety, the cortisol levels with the supplement and support getting 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Then the body was able to make more estrogen, progesterone. Now, I know they're going through perimenopause, so that production levels are dwindling every single day. Mm-hmm. But if you're not sleeping, you're only going to make a percentage of what you could make. So by getting that 7 to 8 hours, you are able to optimize your body's ability to provide as much of those hormones naturally as possible. And guess what? Those symptoms were dramatically reduced.
Wow. I know. I was It was at a conference, and a woman that she was actually doing my makeup was having hot flashes at the time. And it really had me start thinking of like, what is going on in the body? Like, why do you have these hot flashes? Why is your body heating up and going up, the temperature going up and down? It's very interesting. I was thinking it was somewhat the brain, because our brain is basically telling us when to, have puberty, have menopause, start these decrease in hormones, right? And so it was a very interesting topic. And then I was asking her, I'm like, why do women have hot flashes? What is the point of that? So this supplement also helped to reduce hot flashes.
Again, through the same cause and effect. Absolutely. The product has been scientifically and clinically proven to reduce perimenopausal symptoms, which could be brain fog, weight gain, muscle mass loss, hot flashes, etc., recovery, so forth, by reducing cortisol levels to improve sleep. It's really that simple. Reduce cortisols, improve the quality of sleep so that your body makes the hormones it can make that night. And if you compromise your sleep, your body isn't efficient. It doesn't make as much of the hormones, progesterone and estrogen specifically. And therefore, you're running at a hormone deficit. And that deficit shows up in the symptoms of heat, brain fog, weight gain, etc. Think about it. There's a big difference between subcutaneous fat and visceral fat, right? Visceral fat is a percentage of the subcutaneous. And what's happening as cortisol is elevating, your body's in fight or flight, and it's in storage mode. I don't mean metabolism. I need to keep the energy because I don't know what I'm going to eat next. And so the subcutaneous fat increases and the visceral fat starts to mount up. What we've seen is as cortisol levels lower, the body starts utilizing these resources. And we have plenty of women that literally call us or send us testimonials. I'm down 2 pant sizes. I'm losing my belly fat. I am feeling so much better. All because we were able to support that person in obtaining better quality sleep so the body can do what it's designed to do. The problem we have is this is getting in the way, the cell phone, the technology, and it's causing us to compromise our sleep, which compromises the body's ability to regenerate and do the job that it was designed to do.
I know it's really, I mean, I never really thought about this, but it all comes down to sleep. And I know like Brian Johnson is such a big proponent of sleep, and this all makes sense. So it's like everything connects when you can get a good night's sleep. Have you also seen this for men too, like increase in muscle mass?
Yeah, across the board, it's the same for men and women. I know we like to separate them, right? And I'm not proposing that men go through the same level of intensity that women go through menopause, but men go through something called andropause. And andropause happens for men between mid-30s and 70s. It's the same as menopause, but it's drawn out over a 40-year period, where women go through menopause in a 7 to 14-year period on average. The
Interesting.
symptoms are almost identical, to be quite honest. But what happens is women have the added luxury of having a very, very sensitive nervous system. Every woman that I know has been very in tune with their cycle. They know when they're going to menstruate, when they're not, when something's off. I've yet to meet a man that knows when his testosterone levels are lower to the same sophistication as a woman that knows when she's about to ovulate. And so we are somewhat numbed to the hormone changes, at least on a daily or weekly basis, compared to a woman that can feel them at any moment in time. So when you add those two things together, women's menopausal symptoms are just exacerbated to the power of 10 in contrast to men. I think 2% of men complain of andropause symptoms. But a quick analogy would be if you've ever been in bed with a man and he's thrown the covers off of himself during his sleep. I'm hot. He just throws the covers off. He was having a hot flash, most likely. But it's so subtle. It's so subtle that most men and women don't acknowledge it. And it isn't a sympathy card or anything. It's just a scientific fact. Men go through the same thing, but over a much longer period of time. And so when you talk about a decline in your mid-30s and 40s of your sex hormones and HGH, which happens earlier in the piece. Men and women suffer in a very similar way. Men and women both gain weight. Men and women both lose muscle mass. Men and women both lose mental clarity and cognitive function. But women suffer, and like I said, to the power of 10 as they start going through perimenopause.
So, are you an advocate of hormone replacement therapy eventually as you get older, you know?
Absolutely. I think HRT and hormone replacement therapy is a fabulous that's to be used at the right time.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot. The pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo Barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emmette, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes or the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to levelup.health.com, that is levelup.health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDIE, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks.
Yeah. I am not a proponent for men saying, I want to get jacked, I want to get bigger, I'm going to go on TRT. That's their choice. Absolutely. I'm not, pro or against it. I'm just against doctors prescribing it prematurely, which can have consequences. There's a risk of cancer in your family. You don't want to go on HRT ever. But if you are suffering, you've had a hysterectomy, you're never going to make progesterone or estrogen again. You don't have the ability to. So HRT is a fabulous resource to leverage that. I think that answers your question. I am a proponent for it. I'm just not, it's not the first solution to every problem when it comes to hormones.
I think, and that comes with any medication. I'm a big proponent of please get your sleep, eat real food, stop eating processed food, get movement in, do some meditation, calm your system down, get some sunlight, set your circadian rhythm, all those things before you get on a medication that has side effects and that you might have to take the rest of your life.
Correct.
Addicted to, and it's really hard to get off.
Correct.
So those come into factor for prescribing anything. I just think anyone should try the basics of health first.
You're 100% on point, 100%. And I think what it comes down to is we've lost our willpower. Simple as that. We know, given a choice between fast food and a healthy diet, we should eat the health food. We know that the choice between sitting on the couch and watching movies or binge watching and going for a walk or exercising, we should be walking or exercising. But we seem to have lost our willpower. We don't seem to have that ability to make the right choices the majority of the time. I'm not saying that we have to be perfect, but yeah, we tend to really compromise on our health for the majority of the time. And like you said, eat healthy, exercise. It doesn't matter what, just exercise. Get your heart rate up. consume less calories than you burn, drink water, and sleep. That's the secret to biohacking. It isn't necessarily an ice bath or a red light therapy or an IV. Those are great tools, but the fundamentals, the basics, are exactly what we said. Eat healthy, drink water, exercise, and sleep. You'll be amazed at what you can achieve.
I know, but no one wants to do it, you know, and I always say these things are free, right? I mean, sleep is free, getting sunlight is free, getting movement is free, but a lot of people just want that supplement or something to counteract their bad habits.
Well, we want a magic pill. Everyone wants a magic pill, that testosterone shot that's going to make me jacked and ripped. Forget about the fact that, like, she'll be going to the gym every day and putting the effort in, right? Yeah. So yeah, you're 100% right. I think that's the problem we suffer from as a society is we're impatient.
Yeah, impatient and just saying, I need to do this to get here and just saying, just do it instead. It's a whole thing, but I also wanted to talk about how your supplement is a lozenge, which I really love because that was actually, I was taking these Beekeeper lozenges, which had vitamin D, and it was the only thing to increase my levels. I was even doing vitamin D injections, and the lozenges completely raised my vitamin D levels like no other.
Wow.
So yeah. I thought it was cool how your supplement is lozenges.
Yes. Yeah, no. Again, one lozenge feel good, two lozenges feel great, and three lozenges change your life, basically. The way that this is a lozenge is primarily because you would have to take a handful of supplements to come close to what we've packed into the lozenge. It all comes down to the technology and how the product is so efficacious. I always go back to COVID where the government, CDC, and the FDA recommended zinc lozenges. They did not recommend zinc gummies or zinc tablets or zinc pills. They recommend zinc lozenges because they know it works. The gummies are primarily filled with sugar. They were originally, some have done very good to reduce it. But most supplements get destroyed in the stomach or they pass through. They never actually get absorbed in the body. And so in our formulation, we definitely worked with ingredients that can survive in the stomach. And there's studies around that. And also just enter the body effectively through the lozenge delivery system. So lozenges for us were proven scientifically to be the next best thing compared to an injection. The next best thing, obviously injection directly into the blood. The next best delivery system is a nasal spray or a lozenge. And we wanted our product to actually work, which we've proven clinically. We're very proud of.
Yeah, it's a lot of people are not thinking about absorption when it comes to a supplement. And so you could be wasting your money. Not only is the supplement industry, there's, you know, a lot of corruption where maybe the ingredients are not even there.
There is, yeah. I mean, you bring up a great point. I mean, there's plenty of studies been by a lot of watchdog groups that have tested supplements and what was claimed to be in there was not in there when they were tested. And furthermore, there are lots of studies on the National Institute of Health NIH websites, Harvard Medical School, showing that 90 to 95% of supplements don't get absorbed, then they get peed out. And if it's a $60 billion domestic market in the United States, that's a lot of money being peed down the drain. You're the most expensive urine on the planet.
I know. And that's why I think IVs are also popular because people actually feel the difference when it's going straight into your bloodstream.
Absolutely. IVs are fabulous. Absolutely fabulous, especially for hydration and supporting people that get dehydrated quite easily because they're forgetting to drink.
What are your thoughts on liposomal like liquids? Have you seen those like little packets as well?
So liposomal is not a scientific word. It is something that has become a little of a buzzword in the industry. And if it's true, liposomal, fabulous. But people use those words in their marketing a little too loosely than they should. And it would be lovely if those liposomal products came with studies to prove that they were actually getting delivered.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Almost every supplement that's natural does not have an assay or a test, a blood test, to prove that it's being delivered to the body.
Yeah.
Most studies are done on subjective questionnaires. And so to actually prove that a supplement gets into your body scientifically is almost impossible. And so it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. And I don't talk about it very often, but about 6 to 9 months into developing the company, my wife got sick with, lo and behold, a cortisol disease called Cushing's.
What is that?
Cushing's disease is a disease where you have high levels of cortisol all the time. And so it was just, I don't know, it was the universe hitting me over the head saying, you have to do this. You have to make and find a solution. Nothing worked for her. Pharmaceuticals, nothing seemed to really support her in calming her body down so that she could get sleep. And so when I was developing this, I was at the same time trying to help my wife. And so there was no bullshit. There was no, you know, smoke and mirrors here. This is what ingredients work, what delivery system is the best, how are we going to make sure that this is going to be effective throughout the day? One dose doesn't work. You need multiple doses in order to make it work, in order to help her sleep. And I'm glad to say that she doesn't have the diagnosis anymore and that we have definitely helped her in regaining her power back and getting her sleep and her life. I thought she was going to die. I did not think she was going to survive the disease at the time because it was so bad. She wasn't sleeping. She was losing weight like there was no tomorrow. She wasn't hungry. And she was just literally in bed all day long for months.
I know.
So this is an important product to help as many people as we can because we're heading down the same path.
Yeah.
All the content and the stimulation that we're receiving from technology and streaming services and gamifying everything is severely impacting our natural circadian rhythm, affecting how we sleep, and affecting our wellness, our health as a society. It's a big problem.
And it's big for immune system as well. It's like the sleep regulates your immune system. So I feel like that's a big factor. Like when you get older too, you know, you become 70, 80, 90, and you start losing sleep. I saw that with my grandparents, where I think that's why you start aging progressively is because you're lacking sleep as well. And I know like the pineal gland can also build plaque and that controls your melatonin. Then you start producing less melatonin, you less sleep, and it's a cycle. And I think the sleep is the big aspect of why you start aging rapidly is because you're getting less sleep also as you get older. So it's a big thing too for older people, 70 or 80 or 90 as well, to get more sleep. It's an issue.
You can be a young 80-year-old. You don't have to be an old 80-year-old. Some images where you see a very stereotypical kind of elderly person with a walking stick and a bigger frame, and then you see others with a kettlebell and exercise equipment, right?
Yeah.
But I think you can choose as to how you would like to show up as you get older and older, but it is definitely harder the older we get. It's not meant to be easier. And so making some tough decisions is part of the process.
Yeah, and we have so much more knowledge these days of herbs and supplements compared, especially 100 years ago. So it's like we want to optimize our lifespan and make sure we're, you know, preventing disease, getting good sleep, eating real food and all this. So that's the point, is to have like a healthy, happy life.
Yep.
So that's what, you know, I believe is our mission in this space.
No question. And it's not easy because, you know, it seems like every day there's something else that we shouldn't do. And with microplastics and all the other issues that are arising. But at the end of the day, if we were to go back 50 years, we were living better quality lives back then.
I know. It's very interesting. If you see depression now, it's really mind-blowing. A little off topic, but you have to think we have so much more access to everything, right? iPhones, TVs, a bed. We have no idea where this stuff comes from. It's all made in other countries and it's just delivered to us from Amazon. And it's like we're that level of happiness. I don't know if that's increased or actually decreased. It's very interesting, you know.
So it is. We're a society of looking down now. We all look down.
Yeah.
And human contact is crazy. You will actually get a reduction in cortisol if you give someone a hug, if you hold a dog, a pet, an animal. That lowers your cortisol level. There's lots of things that calm people down. But
yeah,
we actually have lost connection and interaction with other humans with the onset of COVID, working from home, and just being face down. You know, we're just not as social as we used to.
Yeah.
You used to go out to find a date, you know, how am I going to meet someone? You used to go out. Now, what does everyone do? They go online and they put a profile on and they're picky and they, you know, yes, no, yes, no. It's a whole different world of less interaction.
Yeah, and I'm sure these hormone the hormones all play a role in that. When you're meeting someone on a date as well, you feel those hormones, you know, but if you're on a dating app, it's just you have no idea.
Yeah, it's almost like we all needed a holiday from our technology to reconnect.
I know, I agree. So this was so great. I think we kind of talked about all the amazing things of your supplement brand, and I love what you're doing. This is so cool.
Thank you.
What are your hacks? Like, what is your daily life of being healthy, and what do you know,
I
what?
like to think I walk the walk and I talk the talk. So
That's good.
I wake up, I exercise, I drink lots of water. I've drunk between 40 and 80 ounces before I even have breakfast. At
Oh.
the gym, I do cardio, I do weightlifting. I can't stress the importance of lifting weights as you age. Men and women, it helps to get for bone strength, health, muscle, etc. Increases testosterone. The only natural way is to lift weights. Doesn't
Yeah.
have to be huge weight, but lifting weights is definitely something that everyone should incorporate using cardio, whatever it looks like, whether you're walking, whether you're running, you're jogging, you're rowing, it doesn't matter. Get your heart rate up. Eat farm to table if ever you can, meaning fresh, natural, organic, not processed foods, right? That's the big no-no. And
Yeah.
then, you know, I work, I try to get up and move. I have three dogs, so I'm always with my dogs moving or walking around and going for walks. And again, eat healthy and try to be in bed for me around 9 o'clock, 15 minutes either way, 8:45 to 9:15. Try and get that quality sleep.
Yeah, it's major and it's hard. I will attest going to bed at 8 or 9 and not thinking, can I do a little more work? Look at my phone. It's hard. And I think the phone is the biggest part. You will hear a lot of people on podcasts saying, put my phone in a different room and then go to sleep because it's
Yeah.
so busy.
Don't sleep with your phone. Don't sleep with, try and get, I also believe in grounding. I take my shoes and my socks off and I'm in the dirt at least two or three times a day. And I have a grounding mat on my bed. So I try and get neutral polarity. I believe that grounding is very important. We are removing ourselves from the earth and being connected. And so I like being grounded. But there's no secret to it. This isn't like this amazing hack. It is, let's try and get back to what we used to do and use technology as a tool and not be addicted to it so much that it disrupts our health. That's the secret. It isn't a secret. We all know it's the right thing to do. We want the magic pill. There isn't one.
I know everyone wants to eat cake and cookies and take a pill or a
It
Zeppelin.
doesn't mean you can't have. Yeah, it doesn't mean you can't have, cheat meals, as they call it in the industry, right? Where you have a hamburger or pizza or cookies or chocolate. Don't deny yourself that stuff, but just again,
No.
everything in moderation. And the problem is we don't seem to live our lives in moderation.
Yeah, we're very spoiled and we have no idea.
I agree with you. We are exceptionally spoiled. The best analogy I can think of is, you do not get 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night on average, right? Most people don't. It's like filling your car up with half a tank of petrol and expecting it to give you a full tank of petrol in terms of its, mileage. You just can't do that. If you want to get a full tank out of the body, you have to sleep. And there's no hack around a lack of sleep. There isn't. That's just not the way we were designed. If you want to get a full tank out of yourself, you need 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep.
I'm inspired now today. I hope everyone else is inspired to get your sleep because it will change your life. Yeah. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it. This was such a great
It's
conversation.
been an absolute privilege and a pleasure. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you and your time.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Biohacker Bundy podcast. I hope this conversation with Justin gave you a deeper understanding of how powerful cortisol is in shaping everything from your sleep and stress to your skin, hormones, and overall performance. Remember, no supplement therapy or hack can replace the basics: quality sleep, real food, movement, and managing stress. If you master those, everything else becomes easier to optimize. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone who's navigating hormone health or burnout. Your support means so much and helps me grow this community of empowered, educated listeners. Until next time, keep biohacking your way to a better you.